Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
Well, sunset down upon the face of the world. Take a look at your life, not so bad as am I.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Do you know what? I'd put their initials down there, and I nearly said Rage Against the Machine, because the initials was the first three of the same. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, friends of ours, friends of the show, and a new track from a new split EP with Bootstraker. That track was called Past Lives of Saints, but the EP is called The Bear and the Tiger, and you could be mistaken for thinking that that song was called The Bear and the Tiger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Right, it does. I've managed to sort that out there. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much to TNS for sending us that download link through that I had listened to as soon as I was about doing my Punky Radio business, Tony.
Excellent. Good.
However, what is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.co.uk?
No, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.com. All of you on the internet, one, Tony Neil. I am clutching at straws with these ones. I realise you should really get the point. But hey, it's got to be 100% correct.
Okay,
that's my rule is law. Yeah, a cracking track from a cracking split. That's not untoward at all. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
We'll maybe play one other Revenge of the Psychotronic Man from that EP, but I don't want to play too much of it because there's only 7 tracks on it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I heard from your mate Rem.
Okay.
And he got a joke for us.
Okay.
Right. Now, if you do have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Rem did. He actually apologised for the standard of this joke and said that it wasn't as good as Umbongo, pissed off in the Congo. But I couldn't be bothered to read all that out about Umbongo pissed off in the Congo. But then I've ended up talking about it anyway.
Okay, that's fair enough.
This is a joke. So, a young woman was squatting and peeing on a grave, Gustav. A nearby mother pulled her kids away and a cemetery groundskeeper turned his head away. The next week, The groundskeeper spots the woman peeing on the same grave. The following week, the woman again pees on the same grave. Finally, the groundskeeper has to go up and ask about this. Excuse me, miss, what did this person do that made you so mad you had to keep going back and pissing on their grave? And she said, here's my boyfriend. I'm not angry at him. He just loved golden showers. I feel, when I finish that joke, wait, I started it, it's really gone. Classic Ronnie Corbett. Thank you, Rem. If you have a joke for us, please do email me. Now, Rem has got something else that I will talk about later on in the show that he sent as well in a separate email. You can email us about anything at all, by the way. Feel free to. PaulieB@punkyradio.com or Tony@punkyradio.com. Next track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Bruiser Queen, all the way from Missouri. And they're actually doing a tour of the Midwest and Southern Southeastern states right now. And I just noticed that they were playing, I think it's the Emerald Bar in St. Petersburg on the 24th of this month. So this is a little gig guide for me here, isn't it?
Gig-tastic.
Yeah, do check them out. We've played them before. They are a two-piece, a duo, a double act, call them what you will. But they rock, rock, rock. I don't think we've played this before. We played three or four of the songs that we got off their first album they sent us. And I've had a look back through previous shows. I couldn't find this. My apologies if we had played this before, but hey, I'm not saying sorry that much. It's a great song. The point is, Tony, what is Bruiser Queen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bruiser Queen?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie Bean, Instep One, and this is Invisible Girl.
Can you know?
listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I imagine I'll find somebody else to play from Bruiser Queen in coming weeks. Really like him. Great vocal.
Cool.
Yeah. Good. Excellent, excellent. Really like him. Really catchy as well. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep, another week. More Facebook comments after we had a bit of a drought last week. Various reasons, but we've got something this week. If you do have a Facebook account, please do leave us a message. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a message, get in touch. As we say, it could be anything, could it be just commenting on what you did like, what you didn't like this week, or just sending us a bit of news.
Yeah,
get in touch.
And if you haven't got a Facebook account, maybe you could page us, Sado.
Pages?
Yeah, well, it's not that recent, is it, Facebook? It's not like we're...
No.
It's not like we're dropping it on people. I know some people aren't on Facebook out of principle, and I respect that principle.
Mm.
But then they can always tweet us at that thing on Twitter we never look at.
Yep. Good point. Do we actually get anything on... No, we don't look, do we?
Yeah, we do. I look once a week when I update our bits and bobs on Twitter, and there are always notifications, and thank you to everyone who interacts with our Twitter account. I'm sorry we don't do it more ourselves, but I can't do everything, and Tony's too busy flooring.
That's what I do. Floor. Right. I do enjoy a good floor.
I'm sure you do.
You can walk on it, you can sleep on it, you can eat off it.
I'm sorry that I interrupted you.
Right. So, in response to 2 weeks ago, Fatboy's been in touch. He says, spoiler alert, but it's alright, you probably listened by now. He says, it's like film 2015 this week, what with Tony Barry Norman Hearn's in-depth review of the interview and Paul expressing his fondness for beers. The twat was well deserved, though.
Yeah, my... thanks very much, Fatboy. My nephew Matthew today, I saw him, and he saw Paddington while I've been away with his dad. Now, I was going to take him to see it, and I felt a bit guilty, but I decided to go on holiday to Malta instead. Hey, you know, no real competition. He went, and he said, and he's eight, and you got to say fair play to Matthew, because he said, I went to see Paddington, and yeah, he goes, you were right, it is very positive about immigration. I went, right, he said, but I would remind you that he was an illegal immigrant. He stowed away on a ship all the way from Peru. Oh, yes, but when he got here, he did good things, didn't he? He went, yeah.
Fair enough. Now, I've heard a few people say it was quite good, that Paddington. I'm tempted now. Because some really good reviews.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Well, Fatboy didn't write a Facebook comment on this page, but he responded to my Snowpiercer review, and he said it was a bag of shite.
So no, what?
My Snowpiercer review last week. He didn't like it, even with the northern accent, which I think probably just offended him. So maybe I'm wrong on Snowpiercer. I don't know.
Well, there's always someone touchy in the world.
There you go. Joseph Sir Borg says, great mix this week. Nice vibrates covered by fire exit.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Do you know what? I was daft enough not to realise it was actually a vibrators cover as well.
No, I didn't know. And Jen Glenn Crisan's been in touch, who says, awesome podcasts. Thank you very much. I think you must be a new listener. Thank you.
Yes, but can we have that name again, please?
Jen Glenn Crisan. K-R-I-Z-A-N.
If there's ever been a name that is deserving of a song by us, it's that.
Jen Glenn Crisan.
What I've come up with is Glenn Jen Crisan. La 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 la.
It's catchy.
Glenn Jen Crisan. La 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 la.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's it for Facebook this week.
All right then, sing along.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Saints of Rebellion, Gasoline.
You say you need him, but I got no time to play. By the time you
You're listening to Desoro's Underneathers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
My apologies if I sounded a little bit nonplussed in the last bit. I'm not getting any younger. My mind wandered. That was Saints of Rebellion and a track called Gasoline. They're out of Laurel, Maryland, a part of the world I know relatively well. And that's a really good bit of rock, Tone. Come to my attention via Music Submit, and thanks to the artists that have submitted themselves to us via musicsubmit.com, because it's proved quite useful. We seem to get more rock bands on there than punk bands, so maybe you could change that, punk bands.
Yes.
Anyway, very good. What's Saints of Rebellion's website?
Saintsofrebellion.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 1. That's a turnaround. Cool. Dear. Did you do anything last week?
I finally listened to the new Project Marv album, which is worth a mention. That we only recorded about 8 years ago, and it's just been released, or is releasing in the next few days. So I finally got a preview copy of that.
Yeah, is there something we could find suitable on there?
Pretty much, I think the only thing that's suitable is my track off it, because it's quite slow and folky. In some places, and we played that one quite a few times. But it's it's good. It's good to listen to it. I think it was about 8 years ago.
But yeah. But it's been work in progress for him, because he was revisiting a lot of the songs a lot, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's been issues, and I think a virus hit and destroyed a lot of it, so we had to go back to redo some bits. And it's a bit of a mare, but he's finally put it up. Yeah. But that's the only thing of note, I think, this week. What did you do this week?
Oh, nothing as good as that.
Oh, okay.
No, I just went to Malta. I had a great time with my mate Steve, and guess what? There was no angry weather. There was nothing big.
Okay.
It's quite nice. I've got a bit of colour. If I'm sounding a bit husky, it's because I did have a lot of late nights, but then you do. Hmm. I spent a lot of time once again in Ziggy's bar, which we don't go to till 11:30 at night, having had a day on the all-inclusive. So most people in there are smashed. Various things happen in there. Some that I can't report, some that I can. One bloke, the last night I was there, was winding everyone up all night. It was just a pain, and he was. I don't know where he was from, but he was walking backwards and forwards to where you basically anyone can put music they want on. But he was hogging the bit where you put the music on. And then when other people were saying, "Look, can you move away from that?" He was getting all aggressive and saying, "I'm in the French Foreign Legion. Don't muck about with me." Right, and he quite clearly wasn't right. But it reached the point where he went up to Steve. Steve was having a game of pool, and he demanded he had a game of pool. And Steve went, "I'm playing pool at the moment." And he said, "I'm warning you, I've got a gun." Right? And Steve said the best thing I've ever heard anyone say to that sentence. The declaration, "I've got a gun," was met by a drunk Steve going, "Excellent, let's have a look." He then walked up to me and said, I'm in the Foreign Legion." I went, "Really?" He went, "Yeah, do you want me to phone the chopper and prove it?" I went, "Well, it'd be entertaining." And he went, "Oh, you must know Steve." And then he walked back and said, "I really like your shirt." I said, "You could have started like that and this conversation would have been a lot friendlier."
Yeah.
Anyway, Malta was great. And I went to the ancient walled city of Medina when I was there, Tony.
Okay.
So and right, I'll look around here. Absolutely lovely. And did it all for a €1.50 bus day ticket.
Fantastic.
I know how to live. And while I was there, a bloke I met there last year called Russell. This is interesting. A bloke, it's interesting for us too, not really everyone else in the world, but I'll tell you now.
Okay.
A bloke over there, Russell, from Retford. And last year it was established that me and Russell had a friend in common, Baz Barrett.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like Baz Barrett, who's been promoting bands in Notts for years and years and years. Hmm. Anyway, this year he started going on about a bloke called Tomo, who used to be in his band.
No.
And I went, "Tomo." He went, "Yeah." I went, "Has he got a flat top?" He went, "Yeah." I went, "He was in my band as well." And he went, "Oh, that's amazing." So the thing is, Tomo's not really on the internet at all, so he's having to get in touch with Tomo's mates to let him know that I say hi, basically. But yeah, that was very, very funny. And awesome. You can see Tomo in action. How can you do that, Tony?
You can watch him on probably the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Which I think, off the top of my head, are youtube.com/TheTonyHearn. I think.
I think you might be absolutely right there.
Yeah, and there is also, I think, a Punky one. But I think you go to TheTonyHearn, you'll see them.
Yeah. But quite a lot of the ones on there, we were filmed the night that Tomo couldn't do it, and we had Dave in instead. But Heartbreak Hotel and Wild Thing are both with Tomo.
Yes.
So if you want to find out what Tomo looks like, he's the bloke lurking behind me.
Excellent. No, yeah. That's good news. What was the band, do you know? The Retford one.
Yeah, they were called 10 Foot High. They were before, this is late 90s.
I remember 10 Foot High.
Yeah, well, wasn't it? Well, didn't he then? Wasn't his band the band after that? Weren't they called 40 Foot Down?
No, I don't know. I've only 10 Foot High or 10 Head High, whatever they're called.
Yeah, well then.
And then they were in Big Green Sofa with Kev, wasn't it?
Oh, Big Green Sofa, yeah, Big Green Sofa. Right. Anyway, wow. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a complete wow. And that affected Russell far more than me, because I'm used to this sort of stuff happening. Anyway, talked for way too long. Two tracks in a row now. Okay. Now, that split EP that I said about, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, we're now going to hear from the other band on it, Boot Scraper. Stay tuned for Mystery Date, we'll talk about Archie further. This, first of all, what is Boot Scraper's website?
Bootscraper.com?
No, bootscraperuk.co.uk. BOOTSCRAPERUK.co.uk. And here's something a little bit different, a little bit interesting. This is, first of all, Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 2, and this is Clint Eastwood, the man with no name.
Star into
bled like a shot fox.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mystery Date and a track called Lightspeed Romance.
Mm-hmm.
And you might remember, or you might have recognised Mystery Date's sound and the voice a bit. They were formerly in a band called Kaluza from Minneapolis. They're still from Minneapolis. And Kaluza did a song called I'm Pathetic, which... We played at least once, maybe twice, and was one of my favourite songs ever from bands from that part of the world. Okay. And I'm going to dig it out and play it again. I might have mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. So hello to Mystery Date and good luck. What's Mystery Date's Bandcamp page?
MysteryDate.bandcamp.com?
No, it's MysteryDate1.bandcamp.com, the numeric one, Mystery Date 1. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Great, that means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
But where's it from?
Somewhere else. No, it's not. So, yeah, the 12 bar's back.
Yeah, but where is
it? It is on Holloway Road.
Is it at Nambuka?
Is it on which one?
Is it at Nambuka?
I don't know. 203 Holloway Road is the address I've got.
Yeah, I think it's an existing bar called Nambuka that's basically taken them on. So it won't actually be, I don't think it'll actually be called the 12 Bar Club as in club, but it'll be 12 Bar Club Nights.
Right, okay. Yeah, it did come up with a different name, but that didn't ring a bell.
I can't remember what bar it's in, but I'm not sure the bar will be called the 12 Bar.
I'll figure it. Yes, but it's opening this Friday.
I know. I've had a look at what's on Saturday as well, but go on.
Yes. Friday night, 23rd, grand opening. Guns to Roses, obviously Guns to Roses tribute. State Villains and a DJ. How much do you think that would be on this Friday night, the first night ever?
Well, you know, I think things might have changed. Oh, but I'm going to go with £6.
Because it's free.
It's the first one. That night's free, is it?
Brilliant. It's free. First night's free, so just go along to it. It's at Fibbers.
Oh, Fibbers. All right, So I think the venue will still be called Fibbers.
Right. There you go. That makes more sense. There was a bit quick. There you go. Yeah, so Fibbers in London. 203 Holloway Road.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Grand opening weekend again. King Curtis playing.
Unbelievable.
London Sewage Company.
I can't go.
All right, okay.
I'll explain why in the next bit. But yeah, I know. The grand opening weekend of the 12 Bar, King Curtis playing, and I can't go. Unbelievable. Right, I'm going to tell you right now that I reckon it's £8 in advance, £10 on the door.
Yeah. Wow, yes.
Because I was invited to the event, so that's how I found out about it.
Yeah,
I can't go. It'd be fantastic. Make sure you get down there. What a brilliant first weekend for the 12 Bar, and I hope everything goes really, really well down there, and everything, and they're very successful.
Yes, hopefully so.
Yeah. Now, have you got any other gigs?
I do. Yeah. Brilliant. Graham's been in touch.
Hi, Graham.
He's alerted me to the 12 Bar. Thank you for that, Graham. But also, it's not one of these free rock and roll nights. This Thursday, the 22nd. At Sound Food and Drink at Duke Street in Liverpool. 8 p.m.
Gotta start saying it right. Sound.
Sound.
Sound Food and Drink.
They're playing, apparently it's a proper punk treat with Sheepy in Good Grief and Red Rooms, and it's free, so do check it out. Facebook.com/freerockandroll. And it's also led me to a TNS gig.
All right.
At the Duchy Bridge. Duchy Bridge, 152 Corporation Street, Manchester.
Yeah, in Manchester.
Yeah. It's a TNS Records night. It's Faintest Idea, The Francines, Bolshie, Ziploc, and Only Strangers.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Of course it'll be great. TNS only put on great nights. That is, you picked three great gigs to mention this week, Tony. And don't forget, if you've got a gig you'd like Tony to advertise, email tony@punkyradio.com, tighten your email.
Gig guide.
There you go.
Simple as that. It doesn't have to be 12 Bar, just email me.
Yeah, so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. We were running from somewhere else, was involved 12 Bar and
various places.
Yeah. Right, Arcane Winter, Tony.
Okay.
Arcane Winter. They are a post-punk goth band from Nottingham.
All right.
And are one of the several projects of the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, R. Trevor.
Ah, okay.
And this is their new single, 13. And they're the ones that his other band, Death Party UK, we played a few weeks ago with Hell's a Bopping. This is different. I've picked this out especially for Fat Boy, to be honest. This week's show is Fat Boy centric. This is some proper goth, as far as I'm concerned. And there's news on their website about them supporting Fields of the Nephilim in Whitby later on this year. And their website is?
ArcaneWinter.co.uk?
ArcaneWinter.net. Probably being Internet 4, Tony 2. This is 13.
lips are like razors. Nowhere for him to run and nowhere to hide. Many kisses she placed on each finger. Many kisses on his beautiful face. Many kisses all over his body. Many kisses were never enough. Many ashes she gave to each finger. Many slashes by his screaming face. Many stab wounds all over his body. Many injuries were never enough.
Clam Jouster.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Arcane Winter and 13. You can find out more about them at arcanewinter.net. And hello to Trev.
Excellent. Hello, Trev.
Excellent indeed. Are you doing anything this week?
No. Nothing happened this week.
Right, when I said we need to go do this bit a bit quicker. Are you doing anything this week? No, move on. All right. I am. I'm going to Edinburgh. So the next song this week... Right, I'll be in Edinburgh Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I'll be in Edinburgh doing my Edinburgh Fringe business for the first time this year.
Oh,
it won't be the first of many. It'll be the first of a couple, I think. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of my Edinburgh mates while I'm there. And I'm looking forward to having a good time up there, as well as working hard, Tony.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you're doing nothing. I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm glad we got that sorted out.
Yeah, about the size of it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to talk much about the next song, other than to say thanks very much to the mighty Cougar from Wonk Unit, who recommended us to the band you're about to hear now. Okay. This is Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls. Bother.
Thank you. with the bother of the bother of it. I can't be bothered with the bother of the bother of it. B-O-T-H-E-R-B-O-R.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, as discussed just now, who have been brought to, we've been brought to their attention. So I don't know much about them other than they sent an email. I had a quick look at the website. Girlfronting three-piece, describing themselves as kind of gypsy punk sort of thing. And they sent us that one saying that was the one that, after talking to the Mighty Cougar, they thought would be the one most suitable for us. And I listened to it, I thought it starts a bit slow, but then it got going, and then I really like it. I like the lyrics, and I like the idea, and I like the fact that you go, bother. Oh, bother. So we'll try and play more from Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls in future weeks. And if you're listening, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, why not tell us a little bit more about yourself and maybe let Tony know some gigs that you're playing coming up soon. And Tony, what is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls website?
Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls .co.uk?
No, it's Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls .com.
Huh.
All of your things, step five, Tony, too. And that's spelled J-O-C-A-R-L-E-Y-A-N-D-T-H-E Old Dry Skulls .com. Because I think in the notes to you, I'd put down Joe Carly. It's not, yes. Joe Carly. Right. Okay. So now that, have you got a track for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or what the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple, everyone knows a twat, you mummy now. This week, I've had one from Big Papa Bear.
Hello, Big Papa Bear.
Big Papa Bear. He says, Tony, I would like to nominate the little gobshite that burned down one of the bridges I am building over in New Zealand. The little shit. Yeah, look, he's building it.
Look, Tony.
Yes.
I'm not keen on anyone who burns their bridges.
Not their own. I've burnt a few in my day.
Yeah.
The little shit set a fire inside the abutment of a bridge under construction and, pardon the technical jargon, royally fucked it to the point where it has to be demolished and rebuilt.
Oh, no.
So as well as putting the lives of firefighters at risk, costing the project at least $1 million and the insurer another $2 million, causing a load of blokes to have to work away from home through Christmas and New Year and grinding the rush hour traffic to a standstill. The pyromaniac Oedipal Funknuckle of a Wank Splash has caused me to have put some fucking effort into my workday to sort this nonsense out, which is frankly bad form and more than a little inconvenient. Therefore, for burning down my bridge, the arsehole of an arsonist from Papamoa in New Zealand is a twat. Love to you, mothers. Big Papa Bear.
Twat him and twat him again.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
It's absolutely. It's, I'm ready to do
it. I've never had a bridge burner before, but here we go.
This is our first bridge burning twat, and I'm giddy with excitement about this.
Okay.
There's going to be some real twat passion here.
So, for burning down Papa Bear's bridge, the arsehole of an arsonist from Papamoa in New Zealand
is a twat. If I could add a little thing here.
Okay.
Yes, sure. Yeah, I have another track for you.
Okay.
Yes. After the fabulous 2-1 away win by Nottingham Forest last Saturday in the lunchtime kickoff, that of course I have to fly abroad to for Forest to win. Mm. It helps if I'm flying somewhere else or in another country. Forest tend to play better when that happens. But for everything that happened after that match, let alone during it, including one of their fans went on the pitch and attacking one of our players, and several of their fans violently assaulting our owner's car.
Mm.
The whole of Derby is a twat. I didn't even wait for your tone.
I know.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
I was loving that. Oh, except for two people. Except for two people, who are of course the lovely John and Angel, who invited me to their wedding that was in Derby. I didn't let them know that that was why I wasn't going. they invited me to their wedding reception, and congratulations to them for getting married. And I'm so sorry, but I couldn't make it. But when I accepted the invitation, I actually forgot I was going on holiday to Malta.
Oh, right.
What an idiot. So it looks like from the photographs that you had a fantastic day, John and Angel, and congratulations to you two, and I hope you're happy together for the rest of your lives.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Right, last track this week.
Okay.
all the way from Slovenly Records, a band called Gino and the Goons. And I can't remember where they're from, but I think they might be New England, Boston way. I'm not... Don't quote me on that. Anyway, you're going to love them. I was originally putting this track next to the Bruiser Queen track, Invisible Girl, but thought they had a slightly similar sound to them, so I've left it till the end. This is just good old-fashioned, good old fun garage rock and roll, Tony.
Okay,
finish
cool.
The show this week. But what is Gino and the Goons Reverb Nation page?
GinoandTheGoons.ReverbNation.com?
No, you haven't even thought about that. It's ReverbNation.com/GinoandTheGoons. You're thinking of Bandcamp. Point of view, Internet 6, Tony 2. This is Baby Doll.
What?
That was Gene and the Goons, Baby Doll. That's about it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Please do make sure you get in touch with us with pretty much whatever you want, really. And also, please do spare a moment for the wonderful internet stations that carry this show. They are...
They are Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com, and Radio Andrew, Radio Andrew, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. We are no longer on the Internet's Talk Superstation. We had a while on it, but we found out this week we're not on the schedule anymore. We may come back, who knows, but for now, just those two stations.
Oh, well, fair enough. Well, we had a good run with them.
We did.
That means that we've got an opening to be on another internet station. Would you like us on there? So that's about it. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Your guns.